Hi, Joan. What's on your
Hello.
mind?
My husband is pretty much bedridden and he's getting sores on his hips. And I'm wondering if there is anything that I could do that would help him.
Has he got the sores already? Are they just about to be sores or what, ma'am?
No, they're already there. They were doing pretty well, but now suddenly they've really gotten much larger. And I'm thinking that there must be something internal that I could give him that would help his body to fight infection. I give him the vitamin A 4 drops a day. So that's one thing that I've been trying to do for him, but I don't know what else I might include.
Now, you've mentioned infection. A person can get sores without infection, or they can
Oh.
get infected too.
Well,
Which way is it?
how do you know they're infected?
Well, ordinarily, sometimes there's little blebs or blisters on the sore. Sometimes the skin breaks down and there's a little pus. Those are a couple of clues.
Okay, he hasn't had any of the pus. They're just kind of dark brownish areas, and I looked on the internet and it said that's red sores, so that's why I came up with that diagnosis.
Okay. Let's see. Does he bruise very easily?
I no bruises, no.
No, well, that's good. That's good. So this is all from lying in one place then, huh?
Well, that's kind of what I thought, except that I do keep him on his back a lot, but these seem to be reoccurring on his hips, which is not his back, and so I'm not too sure why they're there.
Are you saying it's on the side of the hip? Let's say
Yes,
if we were standing up and just let our arm drop straight, it would be right there.
Exactly, kind of like where the bone is there.
That is a little different, ma'am. One thing you might think about trying, and really I haven't run into this one, so this is just something safe that also might help, but I haven't had anybody try it. All the pharmacies, usually the big box ones, and I don't find this too much in natural food stores, have that zinc oxide cream that one puts on their nose if they don't want to get a nose sunburn. You've seen people do that.
Okay.
And we look for the ones with least junk in them, because there are some where they have additive junks to them. Now, the reason for thinking about this at all is that one of the key elements for getting things to heal themselves happens to be zinc, because zinc helps to get DNA to replicate properly. And if we're going to heal anything, we have to, of course, get the DNA to replicate to another cell, replicate to another cell, and replicate it properly. And it's well known now that in countries where there's not much zinc in the soil, that's going to give them a higher risk of birth defects, because that's a type of cell that doesn't replicate very well if you get spina bifida or cleft palate. And along the same lines, vitamin B12 and folate, those three things, zinc, B12, and folate, help the cells to replicate better. Okay, so what you might think about doing is rubbing in a little bit. It doesn't take much. You don't want to coat it with it. Just rub it in good of the zinc oxide. And then see if you can find either liquid B12 or liquid folate and rub it in there too. Those are the three things that get cells to duplicate themselves properly rather than maybe turning into a brown cell instead of a normal skin cell. And is it going to help? Honestly, I don't know. This is a hypothesis, but is it going to hurt? Uh-uh. Can't hurt a bit.
What about the Centella Asiatica?
As you heard, that's been shown to help with skin thickness. Now, if this is a matter of thin skin, yes, it'll help. But that one will take probably more time, because that one you got to swallow. I don't know of any Centella rub-ins at the moment.
Okay.
You got to swallow that. And the liquids of B12 and folate, I've seen them in some of the natural food stores. And the zinc oxide, of course, is the easiest to find. That's in the big box drug stores. Again, I don't know that these things would help him, ma'am, but I do know they won't hurt him.
Okay. So there's not, do you think the vitamin A is a good plan?
Vitamin A is going to help his immune system stay strong, among very many other things. And yes, you are right, it's a good plan because of one other thing. Anytime we have a surface of the body, and that's a surface, vitamin A helps to maintain body surfaces on the inside and the outside, both the gut lining and the outside of the skin, too.
Okay, well, thank you very much. I will definitely get those and give them a try.
Okay, and ma'am, if it helps, why don't you call him back
Yes.
and call us back and let us all know, because I haven't, like I say, run into it before, and I'm only recommending it because I know it's totally safe.
Okay, thank you very much.